Lunch by Kara Norris. Illustrated by Emmanuel Ureta. Genre: realistic fiction has characters that act like real people. You will read a story about classmates solving a problem together. Question of the week: how is a school a community? The kids in Mrs. Page's class were hungry. Very hungry. The noise from their tummies made it hard to hear Mrs. Page. But when she said, "It's time to clean up for lunch," everyone heard her perfectly. "I'll draw the horse after lunch," said one of the boys. The kids put their paper and crayons away quickly. They opened their cubbies and got their backpacks out. But George couldn't get his backpack open. "Help!" he cried. "I can't get my lunch out." "Hmm," said Mason. "The zipper is stuck. Let's pull it back down." They tried, but the zipper wouldn't move. "How about pulling on it at the same time?" said Katie. They tried, but the zipper still wouldn't move. "Celia is good at fixing things," Mason said. "Let's ask her." "Is your backpack old?" Celia asked. "Yes, it was my big brother's backpack," answered George. "The parts of the zipper may be rough." "We could put lip balm on it," said Celia. "I have one in my pocket," said Katie. "Let's try it," said Celia and George. Celia put lip balm on the zipper. The friends crossed their fingers for good luck. Celia pulled gently on the zipper. It worked! George's lunch was free! The kids began eating. "You guys are amazing!" "Thank you," said George between bites. It was hard to hear what his friends said. Their mouths were full and they were smiling from ear to ear.